Shalom uvracha, welcome to everyone. Bezah Hashem, continue Pelu Yoitz on the topic of Dibur and Shir number 303, specifically focusing on the topic of the Asar Zechiras or the Shei Zechiras in some Sadurim that are recited at the end of Shachris. Focusing our attention here on the Mon and Zechiras HaMolek. First the Mon. V'chein b'schiras HaMon v'chi hu hanois in koyach lavdavka. Elo kol asher yizkor v'yisaper chazdi Hashem shehizmin loy parnasosoy bein derech teva v'ein shaloy kederech teva. The Pelayites here is bringing two different points. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who brought down the man in the Midbar. Number two, ki hu hanois in koyach. Hashem is the one to give strength, to make wealth, and to be successful. And these are two separate points, and of course they are interconnected. Because when a person realizes that the wealth is coming from Hashem and the success, whatever a person is doing, is coming from Hashem, ki hu hanois in koyach, he'll combat gaiva, arrogance, haughtiness. He'll build his emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he gets staka, he's going to makir toiv that he has the opportunity to get staka. And when he's approached with this mitzvah, he's going to realize and remember that he is the mailman. I remember years ago, a friend of mine came from the yeshiva office and he was giving me the koyel check. And I said, thank you. He says to me, I'm just the mailman. Meaning that he was in the office and he came from the office and he delivered the koyel check to me. And he was going to some other people as well, giving them the check. And he said to me, that the misnadvim, those who give the money to the yeshiva, who have a tremendous chus, he said they have to remember as well that they are the mailmen, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the koyach, Hashem gives them the financial capabilities to support Torah. And they're supporting the Torah. So we have the man that came down in Shemayim, and the mon was a nes, and the parnasa, and everything, every aspect of success that a person has, is chazdei Hashem shehizmulay parnasosay. It's, we have to remember the chesed of Hashem, that Hashem is doing everything for us. Whether it's biderech nes, it's now the yontiv of Chanukah, or freilich and Chanukah to everyone, where nisim are like teva, or in the natural way of Teva, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then when a person knows and lives and feels, it's all Hashem. There's no room for Gaiva. His success, he knows, is all from Hashem. Mitzvah Ka'ovid, and he's doing a mitzvah. This person is doing a mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah by reciting this and thinking about this. And we move right along to an extremely important fundamental principle of Zechiras Maisa Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to us. V'chein b'zechiras Amalek. Hein b'chlal lizkar ki hu bara mashchisim l'chabel u'moisev koyach v'sitra acha al yei maisev ha'mecho'ayrim. Rachman l'tzlan, we should never hear the tragedy that took place on the first day of Hanukkah in Australia. It's very difficult to talk about it. And I just want to mention one thing. And we're not going to focus on whether they had security, but it wasn't enough security. They should have had security. That's not the issue. What's our focus? The Pelayoyitz is telling us, what is the kavana when we say, Zechiras Maisa Amalek? Zechiras Maisa Amalek is Amalek and all of the Soinim of Klal Yisrael have absolutely no power and no strength to do anything against us. Where do they get their power to attack us? Explains the Pelayoyitz, and many Sfarim talk about this Yisoid, this fundamental principle in Yiddishkeit. Their strength, the strength of Amalek, comes from our Averis. When Klal Yisrael, Rachman Litzlan, are doing Averis, we feed the energy and the power and the strength to Amalek. And that gives them the koyach, lasais hara, to do the evil. And that's the mindset we have to have. That's the attitude we have to have. We have to mechazek our mitzvahs. When we hear Rachman Litzlan of a tragedy, lo yaleinu, we should never hear tragedies like this ever again. Well, we should be thinking to ourselves, of course, after the pain for the mishpachas and those who were involved, is for us to mechazek our shmiras mitzvahs. Ve'ein Hashem sholem, ve'ein hakisei sholem. And we know that Hashem's name is not complete, and Hashem's throne is not complete until Amalek is eradicated. How do we eradicate Amalek? Not with the bazooka, but with shmiras mitzvahs, strengthening our mitzvahs. They are powerless. They don't have the strength. The mitzvahs is what gives us the strength. Hakol kol Yaakov v'hiyadayim yedei Esav. We just had the parasha recently. When the voice is the voice of Yaakov, of Klal Yisrael, in Torah and Tefillah, ain hayadayim yedei Esav, then the hands of Esav are powerless. However, if Rachmanu Litzlan, Klal Yisrael are not, we don't have the voice of Torah and Tefillah, then the dayim, chas v'shalom, I don't want to finish the sentence, will be yedei Esav. So it's totally up to us. It's totally up to us. U'mitoich kach yitein lev loshuv. And through this, we should put our focus on doing tshuva. What does tshuva mean? Tshuva means Torah. Tshuva means mitzvahs. Doing medaktik mitzvahs. U'mitoich kach yitein lev loshuv. V'zui gam kein kavonis mitzvahs avidei. And that's also what it means. The kavon of vidui. Of repenting to Hashem. Of coming back to Hashem. Of admitting our mistakes. V'nichlul gam ki b'mitzvah zochas asher hitzavta. Remember how we angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar. V'chein b'chlal liskur l'saper ki loy chachatoeinu asolonu v'loy chavonesinu gomaleinu. And he says it's a mitzvah also for us to speak and mention and appreciate and feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not punishing us kefi our averus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing a chesed. What's the chesed? That we are not being punished kefi, according to the severity of the averus we have committed. Can we relate? Can we understand what it means that a person is mechalel Shabbos by turning a light on? What is the big deal? By doing bayrer? This is a lamed tes malachas. It's chiyuv skila. We have to realize that is an expression of avodah zarah. When a person is mechal Shabbos, the last Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos tells us, based on the Gemara, that when the person is mechal Shabbos, it's ka'ivir avodah zarah. And when he keeps Shabbos, he's been masaking the chet of avodah zarah. Let's take out from these points over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives a parnasa, and therefore there's no room for gaiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives us koyach, and there's no room for gaiva in our success. And when we have the opportunity for mitzvahs, to do chesed, to do tzedakah, we appreciate Hashem gave us the schus to give tzedakah. And then we mentioned over here, the schiras amalek, it's that our actions can weaken Amalek, which means our enemies, by our shmiras mitzvahs, our limud Torah, our chasadim, our tefillah, or Rachman Litzlan, the other way around, a yid's actions can feed and strengthen Amalek. It's one of the hardest things to relate to, that my actions can give them the strength, the power to harm other yidden. That's the last thing in the world any of us would want to do. We should be zeichet to mesake and mechazek ourselves in these mitzvahs, and saying these sheish zechiros, the asar zechiros, and strengthening our emunah, it all boils down to emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, boch habakuk v'midon al achas, tzadik be'emunoso yichya. Afreilich and Chanukah.